Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ian is calling from Astoria. Good afternoon, Ian. How are you?
What's up, boys?
What's up?
There is an argument to be made that last night was the most important regular season game that the Knicks have played, and I'll tell you why. There's precedent. 17 years ago, a team from New York,
oh God,
coached by a man named Tom, played a team from Boston at the end of the regular season, and they played them tough, and they gave them the hope, and they knew that they could compete, and they knew that they could win, and when they saw them in the Super Bowl, they took care of the Patriots. It's the exact same scenario, and Tiki, you made me think of it. Tom Thibodeau has changed,
no doubt, like
Tom Coughlin had to get where they ultimately ended up.
Yeah,
and it's been fantastic to see.
Good call, Ian. You're absolutely right about that. I mean, it's one of those things where it's subtle, and then you know, if you're outside of the organization or the sphere, like the fan base, you're outside of it. It doesn't mean anything to you. Like if you go to a Dallas Mavericks fan and say, you know what? If you see Tom Thibodeau in the finals, he's changed, a different man. They'll be like, all right, who cares, whatever. But you say it to a Knicks fan, it makes perfect sense. Just like when you said it to the Giant fan that Tom Coughlin was different in 2007, it made perfect sense. And it wasn't an accident that they played so great and then ultimately won a Super Bowl.
I give you the second part, but I ain't giving you the first part. I'm sorry. You cannot compare. I apologize. I guess I'm being a bad guy. It only took me 32 minutes. You cannot compare the Giant-Patriot game when the Patriots are trying to complete a perfect season to the Celtics, who 2 days earlier lost to the Bucks. Now, look, the Celtics tried last night. I'll make that very clear. I went back at 1 a.m. I watched the tape. I confirmed it. I'm not saying they didn't try. But at the end of the day, there wasn't anything on the line in the game.
Yeah, but it didn't even matter. Like the game mattered, but it didn't matter.
But exactly. With the Patriots, it mattered. They were looking to become an undefeated team. That was a big deal. You can't compare that to last night's Celtic-Knick game. It's a nice try.
Yeah, but
I commend Ian for the effort. But
I don't even think he's saying that.
It's exactly what he said.
No. You're misinterpreting.
Oh, am I?
You're looking at it from the Patriots/Celtics side. He's talking about it from the Knicks/Giants side. Yeah, the Giants lost that last regular season game to the Patriots, but in their minds, they're like, dude, we got these guys. Like, we know we can play with them.
I think
not unbeatable. The Knicks, last night, now, they probably were this way anyways. I don't think they needed this destruction of the Celtics, even though it became almost a 1% or a 10-point game at the
end. Misleading, by the way. That final score is misleading.
Unbelievably misleading, especially because nobody played in the fourth quarter for the Knicks, including Jalen Brunson, only played 30, whatever it was, minutes. So I think that from the Knicks' standpoint, they didn't need what happened last night against the Celtics to give them that, all right, we can beat these guys. I think they thought that anyways.
Yeah.
But from an observer's perspective, it feels the same for the Knicks and the Giants. Forget the Pats and the Celtics.
I can't agree
from
with
the
that.
Knicks and the Giants.
I can't agree.
It
with
feels
that.
Like all right, the best team in the world we can be.
Yeah,
and
but
we
there's
can play with.
No. But there's context to second or third to last regular season game in a year in which you've won 63 games and you've got the one seed wrapped up versus a team playing for history like the Patriots did at the end of the 07 season. I'm not trying to minimize it. The Knicks kicked their ass and the Celtics didn't just kind of mail it in.
No, they didn't.
But in terms of what the game actually meant, there was nothing on the line.
I mean, I don't know what the record is, but the Boston Celtics have been historically dominant at home.
Yeah. I think they've lost only four games in Boston all year long, including that one.
This was the fourth game.
Yeah.
35-3. I don't know what the NBA record is, but it's got to be damn close. You lose three games or four games at home, it's got to be one of the best home records in a regular season ever.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why it meant something. Forget that it wasn't what the Patriots were going after, because guess what? In the NBA, you're never going to get perfection.
No, I don't care.
No, but
it's not like the Celtics were trying to match the Warriors or the Bulls and win over 70 games. It was just a regular, kind of like the Milwaukee game. And it's not minimizing it. It's just, I can't put it on that level. Like, that Giant-Patriot game is an iconic game in NFL history. It is. We are not going to remember this game.
The regular season game?
Yes. 100%. Sean, back me up on that as a Giant. Is that not an iconic game?
Iconic game?
Yes. It's iconic.
Thank you.
Really? Because of what ultimately happened, though.
Well, of course.
Exactly. Because of what happened. I don't think it was iconic.
There will never be a documentary told about the Knicks and Celtics on April 11th, 2020.
Even if the Knicks beat them.
There wouldn't have been a documentary told about the Giants week 17 of the 2007 season if they hadn't won the Super Bowl.
Tiki, hear me out on this. Let's say the Knicks get to the conference finals, which they should, and they're playing the Boston Celtics and they beat them. And they shock me, and they shock most of the world. No one's going to think of April 11th. They're going to think of that series. They're going to think of all the twists and turns from that best of seven. I think the story...
Are you sure?
I'm actually positive. Right.
And there's another couple major differences here. The Giants had everything locked up, including seeding. The Knicks do not. They were still playing for something last night. And that game became immortalized because Coughlin didn't lay down the dogs and rest and go for the playoffs. It was about fighting for NFL history.
By the way, this is apples and walnuts.
But that's why it's not...
It's not even the same conversation, because the sports are so vastly different. You only have 17 or 16 opportunities then in the NFL, whereas you have 82 of them
totally
in basketball.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.